The Hard Shoulder on News Talk
with Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Regina Doherty, Fine Gael Senator, is on the line. Regina, thanks a million for taking the call. What is your reaction to, well, what is at the moment just a suggestion? It hasn't been approved by Cabinet yet, but certainly it looks very likely that we're staring down the barrel of a level 5 lockdown for 6 weeks.
So I suppose what it looks like is that you can see a very comprehensive response when it is announced later on eventually to the very drastic rise in numbers that we've seen over the last number of weeks. I think Cabinet rightly have taken time over the last number of days and maybe even longer to look at the societal impacts on what that lockdown will do and how it will impact people, because it isn't just a case of saying anymore that yes, we have public health advice, and whilst it's vital and it's really important, there's a whole load of impacts, negative impacts, on increasing restrictions in Irish life, on people's mental health, on people who happen to be in very precarious domestic situations, on child visitation rights. Actually, even just, and I say something as simple, but it's not, it's very, very complex, as getting the public to buy in. You can see how divided Irish society is by just even listening and reading out your tweets, by looking at the polls over the weekend of half of the country want more restrictions, half of the country don't. And the reasons behind their reasons are probably because the people whose livelihoods are going to be massively impacted by restrictions are the ones who are worried. The people who can continue to work from home are less so. Mm. Even our teachers are divided. And so I think the entire plan that's been discussed by Cabinet colleagues today and indeed by a wider team over the last number of days was right to be mindful and thoughtful of those larger societal impacts on the restrictions that are going to be imposed upon us.
Was part of the delay over the last few days, and maybe even longer since Tony Houlihan first issued his warning to Cabinet a couple of weeks ago that we would need a level 5 lockdown, was part of the delay, do you think, getting public on board and I suppose acclimatising people to the idea that a level 5 was possibly around the corner? Because certainly that Sunday night when that letter leaked, a lot of people were shocked, and I suppose that the knee-jerk reaction was absolutely no way, no level 5. I'd suggest today probably a lot more people have become accustomed to the notion.
Well, I'm not even sure whether accustomed is the right word, Ciarán, but I think they're more resigned to the fact that it's coming now. Whereas we were gobsmacked on that Sunday evening, all sitting on our sofas, when the news came out at that stage. Look, the simple fact of the matter is that the numbers, particularly in community transmission, are rising exponentially. We all know that. We all say we know people who are not adhering to the basic advice that we've been listening to for months and months and months now. And so, in reality...
Yeah, we say that. And you know what? And then we get, like, Pete Lunn, who is well regarded, and I've got huge time from the behavioural scientist with the ESRI who's feeding into NPHET, who every time we say it says, you know what, that's just the media peddling that. Actually, all the surveys show that the majority of people are complying.
So I don't want to disagree with an expert. I can only tell you from my own interactions up in my village, walking around the town in supermarkets and stuff like that. This morning, there are people walking in and out of petrol stations. And okay, I'm not saying they're doing it deliberately. You can see people's hands go up to their face and they go, oh, Jesus, no mask, go back into the... You know, there are lapses in the way we were behaving, even from 6 months ago. And I think we all need to recognise that we don't want restrictions. We don't want people to be talking about whether we're going to enjoy family outings at Christmas or not. We want people to be mindful of making decisions for their own body, their own household, their own immediate family. And unfortunately, because that hasn't really happened in the last couple of months, we now find ourselves with other people, a group of 15 or 18 people sitting around a cabinet table today, making what are drastic decisions in our own best interests, but having to be mindful of the fact that there are negative connotations, massive negative connotations by shutting down the society, and not just affordability or economic or business, you know, but the real impact on domestic violence, the real impact on people's well-being. We haven't even started to talk about the psychosocial impacts of the last 6 months that are having on our kids or our parents or even the likes of me and you. You know, so there's real serious connotations for the decisions that are being made today. And if we really only have 50-50 buy-in, no buy-in, we're going to be in serious trouble if people don't start to take responsibility. And hopefully they will.
That letter from NPHET to the government back on the 4th of October, that Sunday letter, was quite unequivocal. It said going to level 5 is the only way that we will get numbers back down to a manageable level. Given that today we are looking very likely at a level 5 announcement, Leo Varadkar's appearance on Claire Byrne and what he said seems particularly churlish, doesn't it?
Well, so, you know, I see people criticising him today, but the truth of the matter is that what was given to us on that Sunday, what was given to us this weekend, is public health advice. You can't deal with it in its isolation. We needed to look at the impacts on employment. We needed to look at the affordability impacts, the societal impacts on more restrictions, on people's mental health. On them. Like, there's a whole lot more.
Sorry, Leo had a personal go at Tony Houlihan, and his accusation was that this wasn't thought through. In other words, they hadn't taken into account all of those impacts. And actually, it looks like possibly they did.
Well, no, in fairness, so I know Leo was angry that night. I think the whole country could see that. But so were lots of other people. And Leo was only expressing, you know, what half of Irish society was feeling. We need an exit strategy. It isn't as good enough just to say we're going to go into lockdown for 3 weeks or 6 weeks and we'll review it in 3 weeks. What does that mean? What does an exit strategy actually look like? What are the numbers going to say on the news every evening to make us see that there is positivity or hope? We need an exit strategy. We're not, you know, we're not.
Where is that exit strategy?
Well,
for the 3 weeks they've been talking about needing one. We still don't know what it is. And all these little leaks that whoever it happens to be in cabinet that's so fond of leaking to the media, it means that we know we're looking at level five and we don't know what the exit strategy is.
Well, look, you know what? I can only say that actually that drives me as mad as probably it drives you and as everybody else. I wish to God there weren't leaks. I wish to God we had a definitive, you know, confident statement from the Taoiseach and from the Taoiseach and the leader of the Green Party talking to us, but independently telling us what an exit strategy actually looks like, giving us the information that we get in Spain, but also telling us that they are mindful that these restrictions do need public buy-in because there are negative impacts. There is affordability issues. There are societal impacts people don't talk about.
We might get some of that exit strategy detail a little bit later on.